dharma prochita kaitava atrapanama nirma saranam satam vedyam vastavam atravashtu shivadam tapatrayam mulanam srimad bhagavate mahamune krite king vai para ishvara sadya ridhi avarudyate atrakitti vishu shushvit takshanam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavate Vasudevaya Tasyam ajanayat putran puranjanyam puranjanaha satanye kadasa virat ayusho ridham atat Tyagat Tasyam Ajanayat Putran Puranjanyam Puranjanaha Satanyeka Dasavirat Ayusho Ditham Atatyagat Tasyam ajanayat putran Puranjanyam puranjanaha Satanyeka dasavirat Ayusho ridham atatyagat
Madhujis.
Tasyam within her Ajanayat he begot putran sons, puranjanyam in puranjani, puranjanaha king puranjan, sutani hundreds, ekadasa 11, virat O king, ayusaha of life, ardham half, atha in this way, atyagat he passed. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Narad then addressed King Prachinabahisha, oh, one whose lifespan is great, Virat. In this way, King Puranjan begot 1,100 sons within the womb of his wife, Puranjani. However, in this business, he passed away half of his lifespan. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, there are several significant words, the first of which are Ekadas Satani. Puranjan had begotten 1,100 sons within the womb of his wife, and thus passed away half of his life. Actually, every man follows a similar process. If one lives for 100 years, at the utmost, in his family life, he simply begets children up to the age of 50. Unfortunately, at the present moment, people do not even live 100 years. Nonetheless, they beget children up to the age of 60. Another point is that formerly people used to beget 100 or 200 sons and daughters. As will be evident from the next verse, King Puranjani not only begot 1,100 sons, but also 110 daughters. If you're quick with maths, you can tell us that's one daughter for every 10 sons. 110 daughters, 1,100 sons. At the present moment, no one can produce such a huge quantity of children. Instead, mankind is very busy checking the increase of population by contraceptive methods. We do not find in Vedic literatures that they ever used contraceptive methods, although they were begetting hundreds of children. Checking population by contraceptive method is another sinful activity. But in this age of Kali, people have become so sinful that they do not care for the result reactions of their sinful lives. King Puranjan lay down with his wife, Puranjani, and begot a large number of children, and there is no mention in this verse that he used contraceptive methods. According to the Vedic scriptures, the contraceptive method should be restraint in sex life. It is not that one should indulge in unrestricted sex life and avoid children by using some method to check pregnancy. If a man is in good consciousness, he consults with his religious wife, and as a result of this consultation with intelligence, one advances in his ability to estimate the value of life. In other words, if one is fortunate enough to have a good, conscientious wife, he can decide by mutual consultation that human life is meant for advancing in Krishna consciousness, and not for begetting a large number of children. Children are called parinam, or byproducts, And when one consults his good intelligence, he can see that his byproducts should be the expansion of his Krishna consciousness. Mukham karati vachanam pangum langai tegirim jat kripa tamaham bande sri gurum dinadarinam. Prabhupada refers to the approach of modern materialists whereby they invest so much energy to research different methods of contraception, and such things are very popular with the people and ordained by the governments and legal, and this has become the standard in Kali Yuga. This is the standard. We're thinking now we're very advanced because we can enjoy sex life and we don't have to have children. So this is pretty good. And along with that, actually, you don't even need to be married. We don't. What's the point of that? So this is pretty much the standard of Western culture. If it's not now, I mean, I think it is. It will be soon. And marriage is finished and family life is finished. It's all just based on sense gratification. What is that in the Gita? This is Asurik, Asuribhav. What is that? Kama upabhoga parama. That the whole purpose of life is kama upabhoga, is to enjoy sense gratification, particularly lust, sex life. That's the whole purpose. Kama upabhoga parama. That's the whole purpose of life, or the highest thing in life. And we see modern civilization just basically, that is the default standard, the default setting. And people consider that to be okay, that's acceptable, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Enjoying sex life and using contraceptive, you can just go to the chemist and buy contraceptives so easily. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a standard. This is sinful. This is degraded. Even animals don't use contraceptive methods. This is duskritana, using the facility of the human form of life in the wrong way. We're very clever. We can become very expert sinners and invest so much energy, research, money, and into sinning more effectively. So this is degraded. There's this whole theme of the, and Prabhupada, first of all, he's discussing that, and then he's discussing that taking the example of Puranjan, that he's too much busy making progeny. He's too much busy with that. Of course, that's better than using contraceptive methods. In other words, modern civilization, they're more degraded because they're just interested. It's like Ardha Kukukunyaya. They just want the front half of the hen and not the back half. But because they don't understand the science, Maya Jakshena Prakriti, there is a system to this material energy. And they don't understand that if you don't accept the responsibility of bringing up children and you enjoy sexual pleasure, then that you have to get the suffering in some other way. That's called reaction. It's a sinful reaction. So they're thinking, ha 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 ha, yeah, we're very clever. We can enjoy. We don't have to suffer any trouble. However, that trouble will come in another form and it cannot be avoided. That's the law of material nature. Dayate hi jagam. It's running according to these laws that you cannot mama maya duratyaya. You cannot cross over these laws. or become excluded from these lists, they catch up with you. So that suffering, that suffering will come in the form of so many obnoxious circumstances that the materialists have to experience, diseases, so many things. And then they put more money into trying to reduce the diseases and medication and sedation. My mother, I visited her recently in Australia, now she's 86. So she's staying in this like nursing home, and she has so much medication, she doesn't even know what medication she takes. She doesn't even know. It's completely out of her hands. They just fill her up with drugs every day, so many drugs. And she's completely oblivious to the drugs that they give her. Because of this pain, that pain, and then so many other drugs you have to take because of the side effect of the drugs that you're taking. Basically, the whole program is simply just to squeeze as much money as you can out of somebody before they die. Through the pharmaceutical industry. Somehow or other, we'll just squeeze as much money as we can out of these people before they die. So there's like a conspiracy. The medical industry, they're just the doctors, they prescribe all the drugs. They make so much money. So people don't want to change the system. They like people to get sick and all these diseases. This is the situation. Lokasha ajanasha. I don't know. So the example of Paranja is a Prabhupada saying that's sinful. But even preoccupation with having children is also, Prabhupada saying, he says that human life is meant for advancing in Krishna consciousness and not for begetting a large number of children. Actually, because the fact is that this is how a living entity becomes entangled. This is how a living entity becomes entangled. So Prabhupada's making the point. They're having children way up to 50, 60. And then you're entangled. This entangles you. Prabhupada gives a story about when he was a young man working in the pharmaceutical industry. And he said that the employers were only interested, is a potential employee, is he married or not? Because if he has family, then he'll be very dutiful and diligent in the work, because he's entangled. And is that how does Bhaktivinoda Thakur explain it? That maya jale bodhoi achomiche kajoloi. It's a net. Maya jale bodhoi. Jale is a net. Maya jale bodhoi achomiche kajoloi. Ekona chetana pe radha madhav nam bolode. When we're misusing ekona chetana pe, we've attained this human consciousness. Ekona chetana pe, we can use this for radha madhav nam bolode, for in ecstasy dancing in front of radha madhav nam bolode, bolore, in ecstasy, in jubilation. We've got the consciousness to do that. But instead of doing that, maya jale baddohoi achamiche kajaloi, we're bound up in the net, the entanglement of all of our own attachments that we've entangled ourselves in. Achamiche kajaloi, and therefore we're very busy, kajaloi, having to deal with all of these entanglements that we've tied ourselves up with. So it should be minimized. Aha nidra by maitun, it should be minimized. Minimized. One or two children. Okay. If possible, more. If it's within your capacity. And it's a little dangerous. Really, the mire of family life is the relationship between the parents and the children. The affection for the couple themselves, the romance. Gokul Das was telling us in New Govardhan, they have They've done research. Romances on average last for about 18 months. Romance. 18 months. And then that's it. That's it. Looking at the same person every day, it loses its charisma. It loses its attraction. Actually, the Maya, it loses its shine. Even though we try to keep shining it with makeup and decorations, but actually, it sort of dries up. You just if you see people, those have been married for many years, if the phone rings in the beginning, it's like, oh, it's my girlfriend or my wife. Oh, how are you? Oh, what are you doing now? Oh. And after 10 years of marriage, you guys only see, because now on the phone you can see who's calling. So you see what they sound like after 10 years of marriage, and he's there and he's talking and looks and sees his wife's name. He says, what do you want? What do you want? See, you're laughing because you've seen it. What do you want? Bring me a sign, bring that on. Okay. Anything else? Okay. So the kind of the Maya, the attraction, the shine. And that's when the duty kicks in, duty. You know, stick together. Because the materialism, the subcultures, they just keep changing the partners after 2 or 3 years. Change the partner. Anyway, but the attraction, the thing that really keeps it together is the children, the attraction for the children. That's what really keeps it together. The affection for the children is so deep. It's a manifestation. Prabhupada used the word here, what is it? Parinam, expansion. It's expansion of me. And also of the relationship, the affection. So it's very attractive. And Prahlad Maharaj, he says the same thing. Atau griha kshetra sutta apta vitai jana shamoho yamaham mameti. He says that after the maitunadi griyamaiti, he says that after the maitunadi, the union of the man and woman, maitunadi, based on that, then comes pungsastriya maitunadi. Based on the union of man and woman, ato then comes griha kshetra sutta apta vitai. Then comes griha, a house, kshetra, land, apta, wealth, sutta, a son, apta, relatives, vitai, wealth. Janasha moho yam aha, and Prabhupada translates that janasha moho ayam. In this way, one increases the illusion. The Sanskrit word is stri, expansion. It's expansion of illusion, because it's my house that you worked for, that you own, that you enjoy. In the house is my facilities. You know, in India, you buy a fridge, it has a lock on the fridge. They have a lock on the fridge. Because it's my fridge. No one's getting in there without my permission. Come home at night and the kids are there pulling at the door of the fridge. Open the fridge. Okay. We control. It's easy. The facility for Bhog Aishwarya is increased. Bhog Aishwarya means I control it. Ishvara. Bhog Aishwarya Prashaktanam. I have more facility to control. I lock the door. I stay inside. It's my house. Griha, kshetra, my land. I put a big fence up. I stake the claim. I mark it out. This is mine. Jana shamoho ayam aham ameti. My, I and mine. This is mine. My house. We become attached. I told griha, kshetra, sutta. A son is my son. It's so deep. People sacrifice so much for their children. They sacrifice so much. All of their wealth goes to their children. All of their energy. Apta, relatives, vitai, wealth, etc. Jana shamoho yamaham. In this way, one increases the illusions. So therefore Prabhupada is saying it's better to reduce this illusion. Better to reduce it. You have a better chance of getting the real business done if you have less of the diversions. Of course, everything's possible in Krishna consciousness, and people like Bhaktivinoda Thakur are very exemplary, so everything's possible. But these are kind of like hints, you know, like hints from the experience of the sadhus. It's better to minimize it, keep it minimal. It makes it a little easier, more minimal. I mean, ultimately, the conclusion is it's better not to be in family life. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. What's that one? That, what is that? That, Sango jadi sat bhagavat priyeshya ya prana pritya paritushta atmavan siddhyat adurana titendriya priyaha. That jato ya prana pritya paritushta. Those who are ya prana pritya paritushta, they're satisfied simply with what is the minimal requirements to keep myself alive. Prana pritya paritushta. In other words, a little place to sleep, a little bit to eat. Prana britta, I'm keeping my prana there, keeping myself alive. Paritushta, I'm fully satisfied with that, I don't need any more. Siddhat aduran, for them perfection is very easy. Siddhat aduran, perfection is not difficult. Na tatendriya priyaha, but it is difficult for those for whom indriya priya, sense gratification, is very important. Na tatendriya priyaha, for those for whom sense gratification is very dear to them, perfection is difficult to achieve. For those who are satisfied with the bare minimum, just keeping themselves alive, the bare minimum for them, perfection is very easy to achieve. So these are like the hints. Better to simplify the material, the dealing with the material energy is must-call. I mean, you have a child, there's so much you have to deal with. Anyone here done the accounts on how much it costs to bring up a child? Can anyone give us the figure? One child, how much it costs? You know, the birth, the whole thing, the pregnancy, medical bills, hospital bills, child, all that stuff. We've got a few exemplary grihasthas in the audience. Maybe they can tell us how much it costs to bring up a child. About $1 billion. So then two children, what's that? 2 billion. Three? I mean, you don't need a calculator to do that. It's simple mathematics. You don't need a calculator for that one. Just like Dhritarashtra, Prabhupada explains, the whole thing was based upon his attachment to Duryodhana. Dhritarashtra was meant to be the king, but because he was blind, he was not eligible, so Pandu, who was the younger prince, he became the king. And then Pandu, he died reasonably young, so the princes were all young. And then Dhritarashtra, substitute of king, okay? Until the princes became older. Dhritarashtra and Bhishma, they kind of shared the responsibility. Bhishma, Dhritarashtra. But Dhritarashtra wasn't really... You know, because he was blind. So he was thinking, well, I wasn't able to enjoy the throne, but at least my son should be able to. That was the whole thing. That's the whole essential platform of the whole Kurukshetra war and the whole fratricidal war and the whole issue. It was all based on the fact that Dhritarashtra wanted his sons to inherit the kingdom. Because this is this attachment is so strong. The son, the Parinam, Prabhupada says, the Parinam is the expansion. Now, all of the areas where I have fallen short in my life, my son will fulfill. And this is, the son is like an expansion of the self. That's why the attachment is so strong. Well, from my experience, all the mistakes I've made, I will make sure, I will help, I will, my son, he won't make those mistakes, and I will put him in the position where he will be able to carry on the dynasty where I was unable to. So it's like me, it's like my life revisited. And I can enjoy it through the expansion of my son. So actually, therefore, the parents, they sacrifice, personally sacrifice for the benefit of their children. They personally sacrifice. Because they want their children to have those things. And in that way, they enjoy, what's the word? Vita what's that word?
Vicariously.
They enjoy through the expansion of the children. They enjoy. Children are called parinam, or byproducts, and when one consults his good intelligence, he can see that his byproduct should be for the expansion of Krishna consciousness. So it's pretty simple, actually, what Prabhupada is, the message in this purport today in the Bhagavatam. We shouldn't actually place so much of our energy into, and our hope, into being happy in family life. Because actually, it's not possible to be happy in family life. So because it's a reflection of the reality. Tejo Vari Mridam Jatavani Maya Yatra Trishaga Amrisha. We think that it's everything, and they're my children. It's my house, my wife, and I'm going to make it perfect, and it's going to be wonderful, and that's my life. Actually, it can never be perfect because it's an imitation of what we really want. In Bhagavatam, the very first verse of Bhagavatam explains that. Tejo Vadi Mridam. Just like there is water and fire appearing on the earth when it's not actually there, the mirage, Marichika. In the big, big countries like Australia, you see mirage in the desert, the internal regions. You're driving. We used to do Sankirtan in the internal regions of Australia. Rupa, yeah, we'll tell you all about it. And sometimes you're driving, sometimes we'd visit three people in one day. In the South Australia, Western Australia, three people we'd see one day. 300 kilometers between the houses. And then you'd come and they say, oh yeah, we've got a visitor. We had a visitor 12 years ago. The guy's a similar guy like you, had a little cap on. Devotees are the only people that go and see those people. 12 years ago, someone else came to the house. He looked a bit like you, had a little cap on. So anyway, in the road, you see the desert. It looks like water. You know, mirage. You see it in the shining in the distance. It looks like water. It looks like an oasis. A tropical garden. But as you get closer and closer, it dissolves. It's not actually there. It's called a mirage. So Bhagavatam says that the same example, same analogy, Tejo Vadi Mridam. In the same way that you sometimes see water and fire on the land, Tejo Vadi Mridam, Jata, in the same way, Vinimaya Yatra Trishaga Amrisha. In the same way, this Trishaga, this material world, appears to be reality. And there appears to be happiness there and peace. And security. It appears like it's in the material world, but actually it doesn't exist. It's not there. It's an illusion. You can never find it. You can never get it. It's just the illusion. As you get closer and closer, it dissolves, it disappears, and you got what you're working for, and you're sitting there and you think, actually, it's not really what I need. And that's the experience of family life. But then it's too late, because then you're all entangled up, and you're there for the next 30 years. So, better to actually get what we really need in the beginning. That's called Krishna consciousness, expanding Krishna consciousness, and reducing our dependence on the external sources of security. This is Gita Upadesh. Sa brahma joga juktatma shukam akshayam ashnute brahma sparshe shvishaktatma vindati atmaniyat shukam. It loses the interest. Brahma sparshe shvishaktatma. It becomes detached from the pleasures which are available through the senses. Sa brahma joga juktatma.
because he's connected to Krishna, sukham akshayam ashnate. In this way, he can enjoy unrestricted pleasure. But everything in the material world can provide for us is restricted, it's limited, it has its limits. Just like when Chitraketu approached, he was thinking, I need a son, just give me a son. For different reasons. He was a king, he wanted a son, he was trying so many wives, none could give him a son. Angira Muni came and said, okay, I can give you a son, but the son will be called Harsha Shoka. The son will be a source of happiness and suffering. And he said, yeah, it's okay. Give me a son. So then he got the son, and he became so attached to the son. He was fulfilled. Everything he wanted was there. He got what he wanted. He has a son. Wonderful, beautiful. And Prem Nitai Prabhu just had his son. I saw him the other morning. He was planting a unlucky tree just behind you. At the time of getting a son, you can plant an unlucky tree. He was happy. He was like shining. Got a son. Get a son. So then what happened? Kayaduti, she became the preeminent wife. And then all the other wives, they became envious. And this wife, she's getting all the attention now. Why is it? Because of this kid. So we remove the kid, again we become important to the king. So they poisoned the son. As described in such wonderful section of Bhagavatam, as described as he's getting the news. And he's walking and he's kind of like a melodramatic, you know, like he's falling down. like a Hindi movie. He's walking. He's falling down and unconscious. Pain! The pain! He's feeling the pain. Harsha Shoka. So, what is that one that... what is that one? The yoni shu, the source of pain. How is that? Adyanta vanta kuntaya, how does that start? Ihi shangspasha ja bhoga dukha yonaya evite. Shangspasha ja bhoga, the enjoyment that we get from the senses. Sangspasha ja bhoga dukha yoni. That is the birth or the place of generation of our future misery. It's like a formula. Sangspasha joga boga. Sangspasha ja boga dukkha yoni. Where does the misery come from? It's born from enjoyment of the senses. So if you're intelligent and you want to reduce the misery, you have to reduce the sense enjoyment. It's like a formula. You reduce the sense enjoyment, you reduce the misery account, gets lower and lower and lower. Then no more misery. So this is Gita Upadesh. But people don't know this. Lokasha Ajanasha. Anato Upasamam Shakshat Bhakti Jogam and Hokshijay. Same messages in the Bhagavatam. That the anato, all that misery in life, anato upashamam, can be removed. Anato upashamam sakshat bhakti jogam and hokshijay. By directly worshipping the Supreme Lord. The miseries in life can be removed by directly worshipping in the Supreme Lord. Anato pasamam shakshad bhakti jogam ad hokshajay lokasha ajanasha. But the people do not know this. That's their misfortune. They do not know that's called the path of happiness, ananda marg. They do not know what it is. And therefore they have no choice but to follow the path of sense gratification. It's to be expected. So we have to do something. Vyasadeva, seeing this, Lokasha Ajanasha Vidvan, the learned Vyasadeva, Vidvan Chakra Satvita Sanghita. He did something about it. He tried to educate them by compiling Srimad Bhagavatam to educate them. So Prabhupada's in the beginning, he's explaining about all of the standard. It's more and more degraded. Sex life. Contraceptive. Give us sex. It's called free sex. We don't want any suffering. Just give us sex. And then sex with men, sex with others, same sex, marriage. Even the priests. You can get the priests. You know, it's like the priests, the bishops, the archbishops, the married, the two men married. He's like an archbishop. They're like, "You're going down. It's going down. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse." Why? Because Lokasha Ajanasha, they don't know. Chant Hare Krishna. It's so easy. Mahaprabhu has made it so easy. Just chant Hare Krishna.
Bishaya Charya Shera Shema Jiya Muki Bolo Hari Hari. Bishaya Charya Shera Shema Jiya Muki Bolo Hari Hari.
So easy. Just chant. Say Rasha Majiya, you can enter into the taste of Bhagavad Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. You can experience it, you can taste it, you can feel feelings of affection for Krishna. Say Rasha Majiya, you can dive into it.
Gopi Bhava Rashamri Dadbi Lahalit Golola Magnun Muhu.
They dived repeatedly in the ocean of the love, of the gopis' love for Krishna. Gopi Bhava Rashamri, the nectar, Rashamri Dadbi, the nectarian ocean of the feelings of affection for Krishna.
Kalula Magno Muhur.
Again and again they dive into it. There's no limit. There's no restriction. As much as you want, you can take. Chant that holy name all night, all day.
Mahaprabhu was here in Srivasanga and he said to the devotees, "Brothers, we're wasting so much time sleeping. From now on, we will chant all night."
And all the devotees said, "Hariwa." And they didn't sleep at night. They would do naam all night, and you could see anyone here. Would anyone here like to see Nityananda and Mahaprabhu dancing in the nocturnal kirtans of Sri Vasangan? Anyone like to see that? Imagine, could you imagine the beauty, the sublime, transcendental, exquisite beauty of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda dancing to the kirtans? Imagine, would you like to hear those mridangas, those kirtans, all night? They're enjoying. Say Rasa Majiya Muki Bolo Hari Hari. This Mahaprabhu is giving it to us. So we have to distribute. The people there, they don't know. It's only because they don't know it.
It's Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada ki. Kantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Gautamanandi. Hare Krishna. Any question? So I was trying to understand the last sentence of the purport. He says, "One's byproducts would be expansion of Krishna consciousness." Is Prabhupada talking about children that are Krishna conscious, or is he talking about ourselves becoming Krishna conscious, or is he talking about ourselves preaching Krishna consciousness?
Could be all of those. He just says, "One's byproducts should be the expansion of Krishna consciousness." So that could be all of those things. You can have Krishna conscious family, Krishna conscious preaching, Krishna conscious self, all of those things. Same thing. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki.